This is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. This show is all about bringing 21st century approaches to personal growth and habit change. That includes letting the body lead, so your mind doesn't have to. Habits into Health is about turning around behaviors that are creating problems for yourself and others. I've come to learn that the obstacle is the path. And what that means to me is that facing and working through whatever blocks us in our journey is a key to making the whole journey worthwhile. In this show, we focus on ways that you can turn your obstacles into paths that get you to success and satisfaction. In this particular segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about privacy. And before we do that, let's tune into ourselves in a sensory way. Just take a moment right now to attend to yourself. You can do this whether you're standing in a grocery line or driving your car, waiting for a stoplight to change, or sitting at a table studying or waiting for a meal. You can do this lying in your bed when you wake up or before you drop off to sleep. And what is it? What does it mean to attend to? We're so oriented in the world toward focusing on our thoughts that it seems natural to think about this. It takes practice to let the body lead. So let me offer some suggestions. Right now, you could be attentive to temperature. And that means just whether you experience yourself as cold or hot, or anywhere in between. You might have a general sense, or you may have some different experiences in specific local areas. For instance, check in to see if some parts of you feel cold, like your hands or your feet, or your nose and ears, especially if you're outside on a cold day. Or if your chest or back feels warm. I'm recording this right now in wintertime, but if you're listening in the summertime, you may experience yourself being warm in some parts of you, if not all. Right now, in this moment, I'm aware that my cheeks feel cool and the area around my throat feels warm. In attending to your physical experience, you can be attentive also to a sense of space. Where do you feel open, spacious, or on the other end of the continuum, compressed? Again, you might feel this as a general body state, or you may notice that certain areas of you, I like to use the word geography, like a map, have certain feelings. So check yourself out geographically. Are you tight somewhere or loose somewhere else? In our bodies, we have a range of constitutional states. Our bones, for instance, are relatively dense, whereas the fluid in our arteries and veins is relatively motile, movable. Many of us tend to, hold ourselves really tightly in our pelvises or in our jaws. But you can also check in with your chest or your belly and just notice that sense of space. There's another dynamic you could become aware of, and that is moisture. An obvious place to start is just be attentive right now to the inside of your mouth. Feel the moisture in the space that is your mouth. Notice how the saliva moves. Are you stilling or quieting yourself to feel this? And where do you experience dryness? There's a place on your face or the back of your hand. It feels dry. And what about pressure or tension? Remember, you don't have to do anything differently right now. There's nothing you need to fix or correct. You can just allow your attention to go to some place in your body, and what you call you, that feels a level of tension. Many of us are more aware of the experience of tension or stress. We don't often let that feel okay, so you can just be there. Let it be okay. You can learn from yourself. You can teach yourself. But you can't learn or teach from what you don't know. So whether you're feeling tense in certain parts of you, or whether you find a place in you that feels calm or soothed or content, you can allow it all to be. Okay, so we can all get into places where we want to run away, to avoid especially discomfort. There are two main motivators, it seems. One is to avoid discomfort, and the other is to seek pleasure. I'm going to talk about the discomfort side. And I've done that too in my own life. So maybe this is familiar to you. There's something you want to change, but it's scary. I'm thinking about when I had just moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. It was in the early 80s, and I was returning to school. I'd made some new friends, and there were a couple of people who were already in the health professions, and there was another person who, like me, was wanting to be in the health professions. And we created our own nutrition study group. Someone, can't remember who, came up with the idea that each of us could pick a topic that we were interested in and teach what we knew about that topic to the others. At first, I couldn't think of anything I knew that would fit or that would help. I was just getting started, after all. I was just starting school. What did I know? But one of my buddies made a suggestion that I take something I already knew something about and relate it to health and nutrition. And this seemed really exciting. But I was also pretty scared to present it, even to just this small group of people. With encouragement, I was able to take my subject, and I ended up being able to make it very interesting to the other people in the group. And that's when I first discovered how much fun it was to take something that I had discovered and then pass it along to others in an understandable way. I am sure hoping that it works this time around too, with Habits into Health. I do have a dilemma. One of the things I'm trying to navigate on this show is how to offer personal examples that are helpful. And as a licensed therapist, this is really tricky. So I've decided to share my dilemma with you and invite you to offer your input. Perhaps together we can find a way to exchange meaningful experiences that works for all. Here's the deal. People come to a therapist expecting that they will have a private place to talk about what's going on in their lives. We call this confidentiality in my profession. Most people don't realize there's another level of privacy, and that is the fact that their therapist even knows them at all. So on this show, I won't be sharing my clients' stories because I don't talk about any of them to anyone without their written permission, and usually that permission is limited to other professionals. And I'm also a little wary about sharing information about friends and acquaintances without checking with them first. It only feels right to do my very best to preserve everyone's privacy, unless they have specifically given me permission to share their story publicly. And even then, I would change the names and details that would identify them. In a village, there are very few secrets. Anyone who's ever lived in a small town knows this. Each of us, you and I, and the person living next door or down the road, are imperfect and we show up as who we are. These days in the global village, it seems that very little is private. So I'm going to do the least that I can do to protect privacy, and that includes you as well. Should you share anything with me, either by email or if you share anything on the website, I'll encourage you to keep your privacy. Preserve your identity. So very much is out in the open in the Global Village. We have reality TV and paparazzi following people who are famous for being famous. We have a minute-to-minute news cycle and people posting things about themselves online that, who knows, might not be a big deal and might actually be refreshing and might also be something they will later regret. I don't want to do that. It's a paradox being here on the internet to have something to share. So when I give an example, I will only speak generally. We're all human, and there are common themes about life that we all share. I will draw from my own experiences that fit within these common themes, and from time to time, I'll interview people about the challenges they faced and how they've surmounted them. That might be fun. By the way, you're listening to Habits into Health, where we're exploring 21st century approaches to personal growth and habit change. My name is Michael Ann Conley. Let me know what you think about how I can best share stories of others, which could include you, and also protect everyone's privacy. You can leave comments at habitsintohealth.com or find a link there to contact me privately. If you do make comments on the website, please do protect your own privacy and your own identity.